In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the feast of Our Lady of Good Counsel, and there's a story connected to it of this of the miraculous image, a copy of which you can see at the altar on this time. This miracle happened in the small town in Italy named Genesano, which is not very far from Rome. In the very early centuries, the Christians had built a beautiful church there, but after it had seen the course of time, it became to be in quite bad shape. So in the 15th century, there was a widow who lived in that town of Genesano named Petruccia, and she was inspired by Our Lady that it was her mission to rebuild this church, which had fallen in quite bad shape. The townsfolk, knowing that this widow was quite poor, they laughed at her, and they helped her so long as she could provide some meager funds. But the moment she ran out of money, the townspeople refused their aid. So everything seemed to be lost to Petruccia and her cause of renovating the church. But she, like a true child of Our Lady, refused to give up, declaring that Our Blessed Virgin would come herself and get this church finished. And it was on the April 25th in 1467, when the people were keeping a festival in honor of Saint Mark, when Our Lady indeed arrived. As the people were coming to church for the Vespers, they suddenly heard, pouring down from heaven, strains of very sweet music. Everybody looked instinctively up towards the sky, and there they saw, to their great astonishment, the high above the houses, a beautiful white cloud, and whence issued rays of light. Slowly the cloud descended until the crowds, who watched in amazement, saw the cloud rest on the edge of the wall of this church. And when the rays of light had disappeared from the cloud, all the bells of the place began to ring by themselves. Then the cloud vanished, and there stood, revealed to the eyes of the people, an image of Our Lady holding the Christ child. All through the first hours of the night, all the devout people of the town remained there on their knees, praying to Our Lady. Few days afterwards, the people who now call this image the Madonna of the Paradise, there appeared in the town two refugees. You know, children, that a refugee is somebody who has to escape from his native country and seek shelter in some another country. And these refugees had come to Italy from Albania because they were in danger, because they were Christians and they were fleeing the Turks who had come to invade their home country. And these two refugees told the townspeople that Our Lady had told them that she would not allow herself to be desecrated, and that they should prepare for a journey to follow her image into exile. They said that they had been praying in the church in their home country and saw the image which they were praying in front detached itself from the church and floated in the air towards the coast. And these two men followed the image and even walked across the Adriatic Sea, which separates Albania from Italy. So this story became very famous, and even the Pope himself wanted to investigate it, and he established and he could confirm two critical facts of this miraculous story. One was the picture of it itself. This painting had been done in a very thin layer of porcelain, and its thickness was truly only a thickness of an eggshell. No human hand, however skillful it might be, could have possibly removed unhurt such a structure of painting from anywhere. And this thin sheet of porcelain still stands upright without any support, having only a narrow ledge to rest on. And the second evidence which the Pope could confirm was this: the picture of Our Lady of Good Counsel that had been venerated for centuries in Albania had truly disappeared from its church of origin. The Pope established a commission, and this commission found out an empty space of exact dimensions of this image of Our Lady of Good Counsel where this picture previously had been, and thus confirming that the story which two Albanian refugees told, that they followed the image, was indeed correct. Now finally, when they, after this miracle, the villagers could and would rebuild their home church, and from this town of Genazzano, the veneration to Our Lady of Good Counsel spread all over the world. And its miracles didn't stop to 15th century, but continued all the days and centuries and years of its veneration. During the World War II, when there were lots of horrible bombings going on in Italy, one huge bomb fell on the church housing this miraculous image. The bomb crushed the roof and exploded on the floor of the sanctuary. Many altars of the church, including the main altar, truly disappeared, and the walls of the church fell into plaster and dust, and lots of ancient paintings were destroyed. But this paper-thin image of Our Lady of Good Counsel, it remained, and it stood within a few yards of the explosion, and it was perfectly intact. Dear children, when we want to have some help or other favors to ask from Almighty God, whatever it is during our lives, let us do like this widow of Genazzano did. Trust everything to the intercession of your Mother in Heaven, Blessed Virgin Mary. We should always remember to invoke her and love her under this title of Our Lady of Good Counsel, because we get from her not only the favors asked, but also the wisdom how to act in the various difficulties of life. No one who goes to Our Lady, the Mother of Good Counsel, to obtain advice can ever go wrong. Mary is the best of all counselors and is always ready to give us good advice and direct us to the right path. As it says in the scripture, "Blessed is the man that heareth me, blessed are they that keep my ways." Let us always do this in practice and ask counsel from Our Lady in all our doings and undertakings of our life. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son,